Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Allie Pekin, and she has a really neat thing to tell us about. So good morning to you, Allie.
Good morning.
Allie, I know you've been working really hard on an event. Actually, this is your second year. So
it is.
And have you changed the name a little bit?
We have. So last year we called it the Ladies Night Out event, and that supported Shop with a Cop. After we did that, it was a wonderful event and it was a great cause. And then we kind of, it came to our attention that there's a lot of community support for Shop with a Cop, which is wonderful. I love that. But I just decided it was on my heart a little bit to change the cause and to kind of form something, that being in the medical profession, I'm passionate about. So what I did is I formed a nonprofit organization that's called Helping Hands. And what this organization, what our mission and our passion is to support people from our community that are terminally ill and struggling to pay their medical bills. You know, a lot of people don't have insurance. And as we know, you know, medical expenses are insanely expensive. So,
and even if you have insurance, there's so many costs that is not covered by insurance.
Yes.
So, yes, they mount up really fast.
Yeah. So what we do is each year with this Ladies Night Out event, we'll select someone from the Atlantic community or a surrounding community that's struggling financially, and we will support them through this event. It's a great way to, you know, kind of kill two birds with one stone. Support someone and you know, kind of passing it on and being a do-gooder, if you will, and then also shopping and having a fun ladies' night.
You bet. So. Well, this, Allie, really gives all of us a way to have a really good time and also do something for somebody else. So it's kind of, it's a win-win for sure. So when is it and where is it?
Sure. So it's this Saturday, the 10th of November, and it's at the venue, the same place downtown on Walnut Street, kind of a newer remodeled venue to Atlantic area. That's a great way to support them as well as a newer business venue. And it's 5 to 8 p.m. So this Saturday night, 5 to 8 p.m. And yeah, there's going to be all kinds of fun vendors. We're going to have, we have wine vendor, we have a beer vendor, and you can get samples from them. And then what's really kind of fun is you can sample it and figure out what you like, and then you can go to the full service bar and you can actually buy an entire bottle of that beer that you liked or of that wine, and then you can drink that while you're shopping. So you don't get just a sample. You can have multiples.
Depends on how thirsty you are, huh?
Yeah.
So this will be a fun thing to do tomorrow night, is to come to the venue. And, of course, that is in Atlantic at 307 Walnut Street.
Yeah.
And there'll be lots of cars there if you don't quite know where it
is.
Just look for all the
and
cars.
And lots of lights and ladies.
Yeah, and all the people going in the door. You can find it really easily. So you told us we can find things to drink. I'm thinking, because last year when I went, I bought a Christmas gift that
you
I was
betcha.
Really pleased with.
Yeah.
And so these would be some things that might be unusual.
Yeah. So last year we had a lot of your kind of typical vendors, if you will, which are wonderful. But this year I wanted to do a little bit more unique vendors. So we have a lot of kind of handmade, very proprietary things that aren't those kind of like MLM companies. We'll still have those popular ones like your Norwex and things like that when you want to pick up something else. But for instance, we have an awesome vendor that makes like these most adorable little baby shoes that have little grippies on them in all different patterns. We have essential oils. We have a gal that makes homemade candles. We have what you picked up last year, the homemade baby leggings that are adorable, and they're repurposed fabric. So those are absolutely adorable. So yeah, we just have some really unique things that I hope will appeal to everybody, all ages. We have four different boutiques, clothing boutiques coming that I believe will really hit every age bracket. So it's not just for the, you know, 20 to 30s. So that's great. And it's a lot of different styles too, which is awesome because not everybody has the same taste.
Do you have a place for people to try on if they need to do
that? Yep, there's restrooms that they can, that they can try on. It has a full-size mirror in there. So
okay, that's good.
Yep, they're welcome to try things on.
Okay.
So yeah, we're going to have some appetizers. Something that I changed this year too, that I made a requirement with the vendors, is everybody has to have cash and carry items, is what we call them. So they, you know, you're not going to pay and then say, okay, you'll get it in 2 weeks. So, you know, you get to take it home that night, because us as ladies, when we buy something, heck, we want it right then and there, right?
Right. So. And then there's that trying to get together again.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So, yep, you'll pay for it and get to take it home that night. You know, they won't have everything in stock, but they will have items that you can.
Do you know if some or all will take credit cards?
I don't know. That's up to them if they have that feature. Most do anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's the way everybody shops.
Yeah. 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 There's all those apps anymore that make it pretty easy.
Yes. And so take your time. You know, that's one of the things.
Maybe we want you to stay a while.
Yeah. Bring a friend.
Heck
and,
yeah.
And have a good time. So it's a kind of a social outing as well as this shopping kind of thing. And you've mentioned, we've talked about kids' clothes. We've talked about adult clothes. Have we mentioned something to eat besides the wine that they could purchase?
Yep, we're going to have appetizers. So you can have some munchies on those. And then we have a vendor, too, that is baked goods. So you can purchase those. And she's got some really yummy stuff. So,
okay.
But, yes, there will be light appetizers there.
And then also you mentioned there's decor. You mentioned candles and some other things.
Yep, like handmade wall decor that's repurposed, like barn wood and things like that, that are very unique items. So that's really cool to check out.
And I'm guessing you might have some jewelry.
We will. I mean, what's a ladies' night without some jewelry? Come on.
So whatever it is you're interested in, I think it looks like you've got this wide range of items that people could shop for. And some of those, as you mentioned, are new that weren't there last year.
Sure.
So, you know, that experience from last year just
And it's great to support them and their small businesses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk just a little bit about you, Allie, because you mentioned, you know, you have a great concern for people because of your medical experience. Tell us a little bit about that background you have.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm a respiratory therapist. So I work here at the hospital, primarily out of the ER, but we work upstairs too, with, you know, any patients that come in with respiratory issues, whether that's acute respiratory failure, COPD patients, things like that. So I'm very, very passionate about just helping those that need medical help, but oftentimes finances put a very huge burden and stress on them when they should just be focusing on loving on their loved one and worrying about their own care if they're the patient. And it puts a lot of strain on them, and I hate to see that because that shouldn't be your focus in that time.
Yeah, you need to put all the strength into getting well and not worrying. But as you say, those medical bills just really mount up.
Yes, they do.
And in the terms of the person you're choosing, it's probably somebody who is really up there in terms of the kind of medical bills they're going to have.
Yeah, so we selected David Anderson several months ago. He had stage 4 lung cancer, which is a gnarly one. That's not, you know, not a pleasant one to have. And very kind gentleman. I went to high school with his daughter, Alex. So we selected him and notified the family, and they were just so, you know, so tearful and so appreciative. But unfortunately, he passed away. But I said, we're absolutely still, you know, using him to benefit because they're still left with all of those bills. One thing that they're really hoping to achieve with the funds from this cause is to buy him a headstone, because those are so expensive. Like, your bare minimum one is like $2,500. And that's a lot of money, you know, for those that don't have that. That's a lot of money. So we're really hoping to help them with that.
Have we talked about the raffle?
Well, we haven't. How are we going to help them if we don't talk about how we're going to raise the money?
We better talk about a raffle.
So there's no admission fee. I don't like doing that. I want everyone to come, no matter if you can afford it or not. So, but there's raffle tickets. So the raffle tickets are $10 for 5 tickets or $15 for 10 tickets. So the more you buy, the cheaper they get. And what happens with that is 100% of the proceeds from those raffle tickets go towards David Anderson's family. Every vendor is required to supply a door prize from their business. I encourage them to supply more than one, but it's a requirement that they do at least one. And those will be raffled off. And so you do not have to be present to win. We just make kind of an index of who you are, and we give you a number, and you write that number on all your tickets, and then I will call you the following week and say, hey, you won a door prize, so, and I'll deliver it to you. So
that sounds like a promise there, Allie.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about
right?
that.
Right? I know. So it's really great because I don't really like those that you have to stand around and wait, so you don't have to be present. You can come shop and leave and move on to the rest of your evening, and I'll notify you if you won something. So.
Okay. So this is the Helping Hands Market. And Allie, again, remind us time, place, and of course it's tomorrow night.
It's tomorrow night, and it's at the venue, and it's 5 to 8 p.m.
Okay, and venue is 307 Walnut Street in Atlantic.
Yes.
Just in case you haven't been there, that's another treat just to see what the venue is all about.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
We want to thank you very much, Allie, for
your
work and for offering all of us a good time tomorrow night. Until next time, here is a thought. Your beliefs don't make you a better person. your behavior does.